It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Prairie City Soccer League and the Illinois Fire Juniors have a new lease on their existing soccer fields, creating time to find a bridge to a new facility. It's a three-year agreement with the Central Illinois Regional Airport with 2 one-year options after that. The airport has long wanted the youth soccer leagues to go elsewhere because the fields at Ireland Grove and Towanda Barnes Roads are close to a runway. Illinois Fire Vice President Tim Cook tells GLT's Charlie Schlenker the one-year options are conditional. Cook says the soccer programs must show progress toward a new site.
From our perspective, we see it as a great short-term solution that allows us to pursue a long-term solution because we're not ready to move right now. And so, you know, for us, it's not the answer, but it allows us some time.
What are some options you'll have to narrow down over the next 3 years?
We're framing those other options really in four options. And option one is really, what do we look like if we were to move away from community fields tomorrow or in 3 years without any other plans in place? And that would have us dispersed throughout the city, and it's really not the ideal scenario. It would probably make it difficult for some families to continue playing soccer when you have multiple kids and they're all going to a different location. Then you have to make choices. So that option's not one we would prefer, but we have to entertain it because we have to be prepared, you know, should something happen at community fields. The option two, which, you know, really looks at, you know, a like-for-like replacement. So how can we find similar-sized ground within the community, 60 or so acres, and really just, you know, rebuild community fields with no real, you know, amenities other than the fields, very much like what we have today. The third option that we're looking at really is an upgraded complex. So how can we find maybe even a little bigger space, 60 to 100 acres, allows us to do permanent building on site with bathrooms and concession stands, better parking. If you've been out to community fields, parking isn't the best out there for that standpoint. We know for either option two or three, we're really talking 1 to 2 years after groundbreaking, and that's really just because that's what you need for grass to grow, and really to take the land and do the work that needs to get the land prepared and then to grow grass. So we know, you know, really time is ticking as far as our ability to get into a new space.
Do you think that a multi-sport complex or even a bare-bones field is achievable in less than 3 years?
Yes, I believe we think we can accomplish that in less than the 5 years or be on the path to having ground broke and be building a facility within 3 years that we have the current lease for. It will be tough. That will be a stretch, and that's, you know, we're happy that there are those 2 one-year options if we are making significant progress towards a new facility.
What are you asking your members to do financially, organizationally, in a public relations sense over the next 2+ years?
So our big ask is help tell the story. You know, and it's really around the economic impact and what, what as a club we spend when we leave the community and go to soccer tournaments in, say, Indianapolis or Chicago, and really help us frame the story that the sports economy has on a community when you're able to have large tournaments like we will have in May. But be able to even have more of those to where we're bringing that sports tourism to this area and increasing the revenue that's coming into Bloomington Normal as opposed to letting it leave or having it go elsewhere. And we're in a prime spot being in the center of the state, being right in the middle of multiple highways that reach here. We get more requests than we can fulfill to play at our tournament in May, and we have multiple requests for other higher level events that we just can't hold at our current venue and where we currently play. So there is a need, and there's that request out there, and that's that's really what the ask is, you know, to talk about that and to really begin to spread that word and to tell that story.
If a full multi-sport complex develops, would the PCSL and Fire participate financially?
So if Katie Kim was able to continue to move her project along, we would love to be a tenant and love to be financially part of that solution.
What shape does that participation take? Is it an ownership stake, a rental stake, what?
Since we haven't talked specifics on that, from my perspective, it would likely be a lease or, you know, rent agreement.
Okay.
So as a tenant in a long-term lease agreement with whoever would have ownership of that multi-sport complex if it moved forward.
If you have to go with a lesser option, what parcels are out there for bare bones fields or a place that could be improved?
At this point, we're still exploring those options, and I know there are potential options out there. There's lots of lands within Bloomington Normal and not a lot of houses going up, so we're still exploring those options and don't have anything concrete, but we have started exploring what possibilities are out there.
Touch on the money, would you? How well-positioned are you financially to make a move?
So right now, from an operational standpoint, we're very well financially stable and have a fair amount of reserve. But by no means are we ready from a capital perspective to pursue something on our own. And so the next, and I'll make sure that we're a little more, we get this out, invite out a little sooner, but in the March-April timeframe, we'll be kicking off our capital campaign, and we'll have a lot more information about what we believe we need to raise. But we know it will be substantial, and we will be putting a dollar amount to a campaign and kicking that off both within our club but also publicly as well in the March-April timeframe.
Tim Cook is the vice president of the Illinois Fire Junior Soccer Organization. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. He says together with the Prairie City Soccer League, more than 2,000 young people in the community play soccer. It's Sound Ideas.